Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 27th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. This is indeed Solutions Radio, and it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. First hour, I've got a lot of news the networks refuse to use. Second hour, the good doctor, Scott Bradley, joins me. Tomorrow on the broadcast, as you know, Liberty Roundtable Live is indeed 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, round-the-clock coverage of news. Except for on the Sabbath, of course, we take a rest, as the good Lord asked us to do. But other than that, hey, tomorrow we got Chris Carlson on. We're going to be breaking down the book, This Nation Shall Endure, from the former Secretary of Agriculture, Ezra Taft Benson. We're going to break that book down in detail, a book review with a lot of thoughts and commentary from Sam and Chris and a whole lot more. So that's coming up tomorrow. Of course, then on Monday, you got Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, and the good doctor back in the house once again. So that's going on. Quick recap, yesterday's show makes sense right now. We had our guest on, Mr. Brian Rust, and over the past 50 years, Brian and family have been educating people on precious metals, encouraging people to take control of your metals. RustCoinAndGift.com is where you can learn more. You have a friend in the coin business, if you will. We also had on Kelly Finnegan, his buddy. My buddy, senior chemist, joins us on air as well. And we talked about the Honest Money Report. We talked about where gold is, silver is. The number's not changing much, but they continue to manipulate the price of gold and silver. We talked about this Texas school shooter quite a bit. Salvador Ramos posted online about his Facebook. He posted online on Facebook, I should say, about his attack before he committed the crimes. Officers responding to the scene shot Ramos dead. The problem is it's recorded as the second deadliest school shooting in the United States. He also purchased his guns legally at a gun store. They know this guy was mental. His friends say that he was deteriorating and getting more violent. He had all kinds of posts on the internet. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just be very blunt with you. There's several problems. All they want to do is push for more gun control. Wrongly so. There's several problems with this scenario. Salvador Ramos had an absent father. Really an absent mother, too. Mother on drugs. Had to live with his grandma, who he shot. Violent video gamer. Yeah, the pattern's starting to build itself, huh? No mom and dad in the home. Nobody pointing him to God. No God, no family virtually. Avid, violent gamer, training him how to kill. Victim of bullying at government schools, just bullying everywhere. So now you got a bullied, violent gamer with no family, no support at all. Obsessed loner. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a predictable pattern. And that predictable pattern continues. Okay? That's what I have to say about this shooter. It's a serious, serious tragedy, folks. Right? It's a sad tale. But I'm telling you, you can predict it, can't you? You say, no, you can't, Sam. Everybody that's got that situation doesn't go postal. Oh, that's a term video games use, huh? Yeah, that's my point. No, it's true. Everybody won't go postal. But a significant number of people do. And the pattern is the same every time, it seems. Right? You get a loner, has trouble with relationships, especially with the opposite sex. You know, boy can't find girl. The girls don't treat him right, so he's offended, hates women, whatever. loner, doesn't have a mom and a dad that love him, a broken down family, nobody pointing him to God, no one teaching him that his Father in heaven loves him, no ties to these things that matter. But then mental deterioration, you see it, everybody knows it, quits his job, buys guns. Why do we have these background checks if they don't do any good? He bought his guns legally. So the background check didn't, you know, bring up anything. Everybody knows he's getting more violent. He's buying guns. He's dressing in black. He's making threats online. So you got an online dossier. You got a background check. None of that makes any difference, right? Now it turns out that Ramos literally fired outside of the school for 12 minutes. Okay, he killed his grandma, then reported on it online. Then he goes to the government school outside by a funeral home, and then he starts shooting for 12 long minutes. But then he got inside. He was challenged by no one. There was no armed school officer. The Uvalde shooter entered without a challenge. There was no gunman there. There was no good guy with a gun to stop the bad guy. There was no armed police or peace officer, whatever you want to say, school officer there at all. He went through an unlocked door, so he was outside for 12 minutes. Then he went in unchallenged. Then they supposedly restricted him to a classroom, and then he barricaded himself. But while he was in that classroom for an hour, he literally murdered all the students in the classroom with him. There was a student that was told by the police officers, hey, call if you need help. So a student called out, and then that student got shot because the gunman killed the student. I don't mean to be critical of law enforcement here, ladies and gentlemen, but I don't know what's going on when somebody can fire outside of a school for 12 minutes and then go into a school unchallenged through an unlocked door, nobody there at all. And then the cops don't go in. The parents are literally outside rioting, going, we need to go in ourselves if the cops won't go in. The cops claim, hey, if we're not careful, we go in that door, we'll get shot. Then the criminal will take our ammunition and our guns and make things a whole of a lot worse. So I appreciate the caution to some degree. But my question is, there's two sides to this discussion. Why was he allowed in the first place to literally get more and more and more mental? And everybody knew it around him. Even his friends said so. Post all this stuff online. What good are the background checks then? Right? What good are the red flag laws then? Now, I don't defend background checks or red flag laws in the first place. I'm just telling you, none of that did any good. He bought his guns, getting darker, online posting. You got this online dossier where they monitor everything you say. If I say that, hey, COVID's evil and more people are dying from COVID vaccinations in Israel than from the COVID in the elderly population, because that's been reported in LifeSite News and other Israeli news sources, then Twitter decides to take me down. I'm not allowed to say that. But this guy's literally allowed to go on Facebook and other social media and create threats and violence and everything else, and no one's on the scene. No one knows about it. There's no reporting mechanism in place whatsoever. How do I get flagged and shut down? But this guy can go run around, no problem at all. Right? And then he's literally outside for 12 long minutes shooting. When you're outside of a government school and you're shooting for 12 minutes and no one does anything to stop you, and then you go into a school unchallenged, no locked doors, no trained officer, nobody to stop the guy. Then he gets in there, and then the cops, literally, just like some of these other shootings in Florida and other places, for minutes upon minutes, nobody challenges him. Nobody goes in. The cops are literally hiding out. You can say, well, they contained it, Sam. It could have been much worse. You're right. It could have been much worse, and I'm grateful for the containment that we had to some degree. But let me be very clear. Why on earth do we have unlocked doors in the first place? Why do we have cops that are unwilling to go in and challenge the shooter? Well, Sam, because they didn't have the equipment. They were outmanned, outgunned by an 18-year-old mentally ill video gamer guy? You're telling me the cops in America are outgunned by a single teenager, mentally ill patient, who's a video gamer who goes berserk with a gun? Did he have tremendous training? What are we talking about here? Well, Sam, the classroom wasn't the best place. I understand. Why did we let him get into the classroom in the first place? How did he get into the school? See, we have nothing in place after all these shootings. On one hand, they run around and tell you how many shootings we have in America. Dozens upon dozens. Their reporting is flawed, but that's a whole other topic. All I'm telling you is, and now we act like not only were we not prepared at all, we were afraid to go in. We didn't have the equipment to go in. Either way, a single 18-year-old mentally ill patient's literally able to go ballistic for over an hour in a school in America today, and we could do nothing to stop him. Nobody's willing to challenge him. We didn't even have anybody to engage the shooter outside for 12 minutes, much less going inside unchallenged and then controlling a classroom for an hour. Folks, we need more good guys with guns. The problem in our society is, you know, they want you to believe we need more gun control. That's what we got to have, less guns in our society, less good guys with guns. That ought to solve it. The disconnect in America is amazing that we're even discussing this like we are. But I'm telling you, what we need is the average American to start packing. So when a psycho like that goes ballistic outside for 12 minutes, somebody stops that criminal so that they never go into the school in the first place. Furthermore, we should have had locked doors. A young man that's got a gun should never be allowed to just walk into a school unchallenged. How come none of the teachers or the administration was armed? All right, he entered through an unlocked door. No armed school officer in sight. He fired outside for 12 minutes before he got in. The problems are with our response. Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power. Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1, that behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2, Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present-day, end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so I was talking on the break to Cameron, our producer, and we were talking about this idea that, look, there's only a couple of days left in school. School was almost out for the summer, right? How did this guy know to just, before the end of school, to go ballistic? Did it just work out that way coincidentally? What about the idea that this guy found an unlocked door? Was it the only unlocked door at the school, or are all of them unlocked and unguarded? And if it was the only one that was unlocked, how did he know that it would be unlocked? Or if all of them were unlocked, you're telling me we have schools in America now where all the doors are unlocked and there's nobody at the helm, nobody watching, How can this happen time after time after time in America? And every time all they say is we got to stop the good guys with guns? Wait a minute, a good guy with a gun is how we stopped the thug in the first place. He was in there over an hour, and a good guy with a gun, the cops wouldn't go in. Finally, from what I understand, a Border Patrol agent went in almost on a suicide mission saying, hey, even if I get taken out, hopefully I can stop this guy. What the heck is going on? Fired outside of the school for 12 minutes, went in unchallenged, there for over an hour, murdered all the students in the contained classroom while the cops are doing what? Going, we don't have the equipment? Going, we can't defend this position? All right, this is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. We need more good guys with guns. That's the hashtag. More good guys with guns. More good gun guys. Right? Now Mitch McConnell, whacked out, crazy, psychotic from Kentucky Mitch, as Democrat as the Republicans can put forth. You heard me. The Republicans always put forth key Democrats in Republican positions, don't they? I don't know why, but now whacked out, crazy Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, minority leader, whatever, urges the GOP to work with Democrats on gun control legislation. See the pattern? The pattern is Republicans and Democrats let a shooting happen. When it happens, then they just push to take more guns from the good guys, as if that ought to help. Ladies and gentlemen, they are psychotic. Okay, it makes no sense. More good guy guns. More guns from the moral majority. Okay, I don't know why on earth this happened. When I say I don't know why, I do know why. I don't know why we let it happen, is I guess what I'm saying. I know why it happened. Because a young man in America grew up without God, family, and country. And he grew up with everything else wrong. Violent video games and everything else in his life that turned into a loner full of hate. Why? Because of the persecution we heaped upon him in government schools. Ridiculing him, mocking him, bullying him. And then we train him to shoot, and then he goes and buys a gun and goes crazy with it. Well, maybe if he had a little bit more God in his life. No one's mentioning that but me, right? Maybe if he had a little more family in his life, his mom and dad were simply missing in action. MIA parents. Okay, no country. He wasn't tied to America, the beautiful America, the great. To him, America was a persecution. Yeah, he was persecuted. He was mocked. He was shamed for his lisp and his stutter. And they mocked him and ridiculed him in your government schools. The 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. No God there either. So he has no God, family, and country. He has everything teaching him violence and hatred and defense mechanisms. Then whether he was on psychotropic drugs, nobody's answering that. Whether he had a mental health counselor, nobody's answering that. But do you see the pattern, ladies and gentlemen? The pattern's so clear. All the false all the red flag background check, none of that made a difference. Never mind that he had posted over and over and over, and you could see him getting darker and darker, says everyone around him. And then what does Mitch do? Whacked out Mitch McConnell of Kentucky's like, hey, let's work with the Democrats on more gun control. Let's take more guns from the good guys. That ought to help. How idiotic can you be, Mitch? I don't mean to be rude, but how mentally ill can you be? The answer is more good guys with guns. Look, the good guy that actually killed the thug? What if he would have been there instead of an hour later, plus 12 minutes outside? What if he was there before he went into the school? Within 12 minutes, not within an hour and 12 minutes, and the good guy stopped the bad guy with a gun. Might that have helped? See, we can't even have appropriate discussion, dialogue, and debate on this in America. I bring this up, and they say, oh, Sam, you're a whacked-out domestic terrorist. We got to marginalize you. You're peddling misinformation. Shut Sam down. And then Mitch is like, hey, let's work with the Democrats on taking away guns from the good guys. That ought to fix it. Sam says, wait a minute, you got to talk about God, family, country. They say, you're crazy, forget you. Let's talk about how to take more guns from the good guys so the bad guys can just run around. Maybe if we have less guns in the hands of good guys, it could have taken 2 hours of abuse instead of 1 hour before the gunman was stopped. Maybe if we have really no guns in America, the guy could sit there for days. Do you see how psychotic the notion even is? But we can't even have an intelligent dialogue. A discussion, all the nighttime whacked out TV hosts are all wringing their hands in consternation. They don't know what to do about it. I'll tell you what you do about it, folks. You teach people about God, family, and country. You teach people that there is a God in heaven, your Father, who loves you. And even if you have an absent father and an absent mother in life, God loves you. There are members of the church around who love you. There are good neighbors and good people who love you. We need to stop the persecutions, stop the mocking, stop the bullying that goes on to student after student after student in the, I can make this point, completely unmonitored government school. You don't tell me they're monitored, folks, because they're not. You want the proof? Yeah, young man kills for an hour and 12 minutes he's shooting before anybody even really attempts to stop him, right? Okay, we've got to get a handle on the reality of our society. You cannot bully people, educate them in violent video games, take away everything that should anchor someone's soul, God, family, and country, and then expect it to go well. You cannot expect that. It's obvious why it went wrong. The only thing I don't understand is why we haven't put things in place to stop these kind of things yet. When it happens time and time and time again, every 6 months, every 3 months, every year, every 2 years, whatever it be, depending on how mass scale you want to discuss, we have this happen again. And then what do we say? Oh my gosh, take away guns from the good guys. Poor guy went ballistic and crazy. What we need is more mental health control counselors to help you and get more people on psychotropic drugs and counseling, and that ought to fix it. And you're going down all the wrong paths, people. Pardon the country song. You're looking for love in all. I repeat, all. I say it one more time. All the wrong places. But then I bring this up, and people are like, oh, man, you can't be talking about God. They took prayer out of schools. Maybe if prayer was in schools, the guy actually might have been able to pray to his Father in heaven and receive some peace and comfort. Did you know that? God promises us if we turn to him, he'll protect us and defend us. We'll have some modicum of comfort and strength and courage from those actions. Remember how I talked about faith and courage the other day and hope? Those things matter. But we've taken that all away, right? And we wonder when it goes off the rail how it's so wrong, how it's so melted down. So anyway, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Mitch urges the Republicans to work with the Democrats on gun control. Mitch, I cannot believe you. You want to know what I would work on if it were me? I'd work on making sure that we point people to God, family, and country. I'd work on doing our very best when we have misfits in our society, people who don't seem to gel well, that we reach out with a kind hand, with a little love. What if a student was taught, you know, this poor gentleman isn't doing well. Maybe you sit down at lunch with him. Maybe if a couple of guys and a couple of girls in a group setting could have invited him to their table for lunch. Now you say, Sam, he has already graduated. I know, but he had 4 years of the government school. He literally was in government school for probably 13 years with complete drug addicted mom, absent dad, whatever, no direction, no. But what if some students had reached out to him in a kind way and said, you know, buddy, come here. Hang with us. And yes, he's a little bit odd, and yes, but we could be kind and say he's still a brother or a sister, a son or daughter of God Almighty. And we could treat him with respect and dignity. And do you think he would have gone ballistic if that had happened throughout the years, even once or twice or a few times? I don't know for sure. I can't say for sure, but the likelihood would be significantly reduced. And now Mitch wants us to work with the Democrats on gun control. The only gun control we should have, sir, is to get you completely out of office so you don't abuse us even further. The last thing we need is less good guys with guns, Mitch. Come on now. All right. Elder David A. Bednar. He's an apostle with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Spoke on a variety of church topics as he gave a speech at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. Did you hear about this? He gave an incredible speech. He even talked about the gun issue. I agree with him completely. I'll tell you the details in seconds. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Ukraine dominated the official and unofficial agendas at Davos, the World Economic Forum taking place in Switzerland, with over 2,000 financial experts. A darkening global economic outlook was the number one talking point this week. Eurozone inflation hit a sixth consecutive record high in April, with an annual 7.5% rise in consumer prices. The gunman in the Uvalde school massacre walked through an unlocked door unchallenged, then killed 19 children and two teachers while in their classroom for an hour before a tactical team ended the rampage. A Uvalde high school senior describes the child gunman and his warning signs on ABC 8 in Dallas, Texas.
And I don't see this covered, and I'm going to put this out there. He would hurt animals. He was not a good person. He would go to the parks and try to pick fights.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
At least four people were killed and two others were hurt following a house explosion that destroyed and damaged several homes in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. It happened around 7 p.m. local time Thursday night. Pottstown is a 45-minute drive northwest of Philadelphia. As the Davos gathering in Switzerland has a bleak economic outlook, International Monetary Fund Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva concurs.
You scared the audience effectively, but I can tell you, you have not scared your panel. So my answer is going to be not no, not at this point. It doesn't mean it is out of question. We have downgraded our projections for growth for this year in April for 143 countries. This is 86% of global GDP. And since then, in a short period of time, a little bit like the weather here in Davos, the horizon has darkened.
USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. So it's psychotic, ladies and gentlemen, when Mitch McConnell wants to work with the Democrats and promote more gun control. Shame on Mitch. Rommel's fired outside of the school for 12 minutes, then he was inside for over an hour. Literally entered through an unlocked door and not challenged by anybody. I mean, it's insanity. And then what we want to do is take more guns from the good guys, when the only way the shooter was stopped is by a good guy with a gun in the first place, right? It took over an hour, but it could have been way faster had there been more good guys with guns in the proximity. That's for sure. Now, Elder David A. Bednar, he's an apostle with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and he spoke at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. recently. And he talked about a lot of different topics, by the way. He talked about the global humanitarian efforts of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, welfare, educational issues, temple issues, missionary issues, and genealogical initiatives. It was quite good from what I understand. The basic purpose of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, he explains, is to help people to learn about the nature and the attributes of God, to love God, and to become disciples of his son, Jesus Christ, and to love our brothers and our sisters, Elder Bednar said. Now, here's what I find interesting about Elder Bednar's quote. Think about this. The basic purpose of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is to help people learn about the nature and attributes of God. To love God, to become disciples of his son, Jesus Christ, and to love and serve our brothers and sisters. Now, isn't that interesting? You say, well, Sam, why is that so interesting? That's what a church leader should talk about. You're right. But isn't that what I've been saying? Isn't that what I said right before the break? I said, look, just imagine if a kind schoolmate, workmate, neighbor, somebody were to reach out to this guy and show him some kindness. You think we would have been in this same situation? If he was taught, the shooter was taught about the nature of God, he was taught to love God, if he was taught to become a disciple of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to love and serve our brothers and sisters, right? And I think about that. He says, we believe God can change our hearts and make more of us than we can make of ourselves. Think about that. I completely agree with this. We believe God can change our natures, right? We also believe that many times change needs to be made from the outside in. Amen. I don't know how I could say it better myself. The church leader is absolutely right. But isn't that what I've been saying? Aren't I and the church leader, Elder Bednar, saying the same thing? That, look, we need to follow God. We need to talk about God. We need kindness. We need to realize that we're all one big family, the children of God. How many times have I taught this on the radio? Now, before Elder Bednar began his speech to the National Press Club, he addressed Tuesday's school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. He said, we mourn with those who mourn and pray for all those impacted by this senseless act of violence, Elder Bednar said. My prayer and my blessing is that we will be comforted and guided and help in our important work, that victims, families, and nations might be granted peace, the kind of peace that surpasses all understanding, and it comes from Jesus Christ. Now think about that. Elder Bednar, by the way, is the first church leader to speak at the National Press Conference since 2000. Now in March 2000, I guess, Elder Gordon B. Hinckley spoke as well. But anyway, I commend Bednar. I think he's spot on the points being made that, hey, our prayers are with all the senseless loss that took place with this shooter. But the answer is to turn to God, family, and country. And I'm telling you, gun control, Mitch McConnell style, Mitch wants all the Republicans now to team up with the Democrats and promote gun control. Shame on Mitch. But you know what? We can look to Bednar's comments and many other leaders around the world that are religious leaders, etc. And we need to turn to God, family, and country. And if this guy had God in his life, family in his life, and country in his life, if he wasn't raised on a steady diet of violent video games, would we have had this shooting go awry? And if we had more good guys with guns, would this have gone awry as it has? Now everybody's criticizing the cops and the response, because it was lackluster, to say the least. I get it. But the answer going forward is to leave no one behind when it comes to feeling the love of God and the love of those around him or her. See, I believe love and kindness and service and all the teachings of Christ, when applied properly, will not have these souls without a life vest out in the middle of the ocean drowning. That's what this poor gentleman was doing. He didn't have love. He needed help. He was desperate. He was distraught. He was mentally ill. But you know what? A little kindness, a little love, a little less bullying, a little more patience, a little more understanding, a little more could have made all the difference in the world. Just imagine if you had God and family, parents that were engaged instead of simply absent and on drugs and everything else. All right, Elder David A. Bednar from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints speaking out at the National Press Club. Is the mainstream press going to be talking a lot about this? I sure wish so. We believe that change can happen. That's part of repentance. That what if that gentleman was given that love and guidance? All right, Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome back to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
All right. Anyway, I'm talking about Elder Bednar spoke at the National Press Club, and he spoke about this shooting, and he talked about the attributes of Christ and the love and the purpose of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is to bring support and love and guidance to people and serve one another and point people to Christ. And I personally believe that's what we lack in America today. Not only did this poor guy live 18 years before he got killed, but in the 18 years that he lived, he didn't get pointed to God. He didn't get the family. He didn't get the love of country. He didn't get kindness. What he got was trained in violent video games from the cradle, absent parents, no love shown by anybody, and eventually the desperate, drowning, mentally ill man went ballistic. Now, that's bad enough. The solutions are to help make sure that never happens to anybody else. But the other solution, though, isn't to point at gun control and say, take guns from the good guys. That's what Mitch is fixing to do as he tries to work with the Democrats on gun control. I believe we should look to Bednar, not Mitch, for solutions. And others like Elder Bednar. He's not the only one. We've been preaching this on the radio forever, too. But there's more mighty power in the Word of God than the sword, Kurt. Your thoughts?
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And, as you mentioned, are the national media, anybody else going to be picking this up? As I search, all I see is local stuff for Utah. There's the Washington Times boys. They usually do pretty good stuff, and they have a piece on it. Digital Universe has something, it's too bad that so many others, even though it was right there in the heart of Washington, D.C., at the National Press Club where you spoke several years ago, it just shows you once again how the national media does it. They'll pick and choose the things they want to promote. On the other hand, if he were to go up there and, burn something or, do some kind of desecration or
all I got to do is go up there and get naked. It'd be good.
Yeah. They'd cover him pretty good or uncover him, I guess. The bottom line is, as you said, if you go through his complete, talk,
it is tremendous, sir.
Yeah. He did great stuff. And, somebody asked him stuff like, well, what about this certain TV show or whatever? And he said, man, who has time to read or to watch TV? The bottom line is he's a busy man. And like all good people that are working hard to make a difference in the world, they're busy, not busy watching TV.
Amen to that. And we bring this up, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason. This is Solutions Radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, the shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Back when I was a kid, ladies and gentlemen, we used to play with CB radios and stuff like that. Big old whip antennas on your vehicles, and you used to just, you know. And one of the things we used to say is, hey, you got your ears on? And that meant, hey, are you listening to the CB? You're listening to the radio? You got your ears on? You available? America, got your ears on? I'm asking that because it is amazing to me that a leader, one of the 15 men, we call them apostles and prophets, seers, and revelators at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But whether you believe they're prophets or not, they're 15 men that lead a global 15-plus million member religious organization. And one of those leaders goes to Washington, D.C. What do you want to call it? The capital of the free world, shall I say? So a global church leader of over 15 million members goes to the capital of the free world and then goes to a place called the National Press Club. That's the place where you go if you want to supposedly get the word out on something important, vital, right? People go there and pay to go there and speak there or whatever oftentimes because they know that's where they're supposed to be able to get the coverage. And he goes there and he says, hey, this tragic shooting is horrible. And our prayers are with everybody who's suffering. But I want you to know that God is the answer. That if we learn about the attributes of God and who our Father in heaven is, and if we turn to him, we will have great peace that surpasses all understanding. And if we learn to follow God and adopt those attributes into our own lives, we can spend our time as ministers going about the world doing good, showing a little kindness, showing love, serving our God and our brothers and sisters on the earth. And he gives this incredible solutions-oriented message, whether you agree with him, meaning that you're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or you agree with his religious viewpoints, or whatever you want to say, a theological view isn't the point. The point is that everybody around the world, Christian-wise, should believe in the general message that he gave. He didn't make it partisan. He didn't make it a theological discussion to divide anyone. He merely pointed us to the answers of how we can solve this going forward. And so I look at this 15-plus million-member church, this incredible leader. 15 men lead this global organization, and he speaks to the National Press Club, and I don't really see anybody covering it hardly at all. There's a couple, a smattering, and I'm grateful for those who are covering it. But we're too busy going, hey, can somebody build a timeline on this shooting? The timeline seems to be out in the weeds. Someone else is like, hey, let's criticize the cops. They should have went in a long time ago. Somebody else is like, well, take all the guns. This is insane. Haven't we learned our lessons yet? And all those are echoed, amplified around the world while we're missing this key message. This is the same message we've been given on the radio for 25-plus years, the God, family, and country. Look, we define Liberty Roundtable Live in six words, the promotion of God, family, country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property. You put those six words together, that's what the show's about. We've been talking about this forever. And I commend the apostle from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, David A. Bednar, for his comments to the National Press Club. But, man, I sure wish people were listening. America, you got your ears on? That's what I would say. What else in the speech made sense to you to bring up at this point, Kurt? I think it's a brilliant speech, and I'm just so sad that it's been overlooked and, for the most part, blatantly ignored.
Well, it's there's a lot there, and we recommend it. You can always go to the newsroom at the churchofjesuschrist.org and read the whole thing yourself at the National Press Club. But it's been big news of late, at least in the Washington, D.C. area, to basically be able to tour the churches. One of the most iconic of all the temples that they have worldwide and in the D.C. area. He mentions that. He says, last Sunday I was in Guam to dedicate a new temple in Yigo. I guess that's how you say it. The Guam temple is much different in appearance than the Washington, D.C. temple and noticeably smaller. He says, yet the sacred rites or ordinances are precisely the same as are performed in all other temples around the world. He says, temples are much more than beautiful buildings. The commitments we make in our temple worship help us to see beyond our own self-interest, self-centeredness, and selfishness. Our hearts are changed and turn outward as we learn about God's plan for our eternal destiny and happiness. Our love for God grows as we learn about the redeeming role of His Son, Jesus Christ, and our desire to love and serve our brothers and sisters increases. Anyway, lots of really good stuff there, but I thought that was kind of interesting. I have not been to the Guam temple that he, just talked about, but, you're talking about a pretty small building, and yet in the same way, those people there in Guam or wherever in the world, there are these, I think it's like 200 temples so far, right, Sam, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, that's right. Give or take, some are in the middle of being finished or built, etc. So there's a difference between how many are announced versus how many are available in the open house stage where anybody can go through and learn about them versus how many then are dedicated and specifically used for temple work. They're in all kind of different stages is the point. But around 200 and they're wonderful, beautiful buildings. At least to drive by and see it should make you smile and give you courage just driving by one of them. But if you learn about the ordinances and what's done in them, the salvation of all mankind is at stake. And that is the purpose of and the point of the temples is to help save all mankind. Even, when bad things go wrong, like we saw in this shooting in Texas or whatever, there is hope in Christ. There is hope in the future. And so anyway, I look at that and I just think, man, what does it take to move the needle? How do we get people to focus on these things, Kurt? I went to the Washington, D.C. temple a couple of weeks ago and literally went through it and then did about a 10, 15 minute monologue about that. I don't know if you got to hear that, but I was literally there and kind of articulated exactly the details of what we saw and heard and learned about and all that kind of stuff there. And so we try to cover that whenever we travel. We try to focus on these things. But to me, it's the solutions that matter. And whether it comes from the Pope, whether it comes from a leader of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or some of the Baptist leaders, all I'm hearing from the Baptists now is they're involved in a big old scandal. And I don't even want to go there because it's so negative and so destructive and erodes trust and confidence. But I want to point people to Christ. I want to point people to God, family, and country. I want to protect life, liberty, and property. You know, we've been at this for a long time. We find the solutions and bring them to you, ladies and gentlemen. That is the great solution. We don't need to work on gun control. Mike Lee speaks about it boldly in the commercial that we create. Look, we don't need a whole lot of government answers. What we need is people to get married, to love one another, to have children, to create families. Our society will be as strong as the family. And if our society is melting down, I'm telling you, the fundamental need of this society, the core, meaning the family, is melting down. You want to fix it? Fix the family, and society will mirror that, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And, you know, there's so many solutions within his presentation. And, you know, it comes right down, ladies and gentlemen, to the heart of the teachings of the Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the love of your neighbor. And, you know, your neighbor may not be, when I say your neighbor, that's basically everybody. And, you know, they may not wave at you properly, like when you're on the street corner with some, you know, American flags and the, you know, flags like I put up about, you know, President Trump and DeSantis or, you know, whatever else. Some people come in, you know, like I had one guy pull in the other day, Sam, and he sees the Stop the Steal flag, and he comes in and he goes, "What? Man, it's," you know, it looked like he almost wanted to fight. And yet, you know, I felt like telling him, "Man, I wish you were right," you know. And yet, you know, the real solutions are love of God and love of your neighbor or everyone, you know, basically.
Yeah. I created a call for civility website. I don't know if you've gone to that, Kurt, or if you've had the chance to read that and sign that or whatever, but there's a, you know, kind of a open letter, a I don't know, petition, whatever you want to call it, where people can sign. And we also need civility in our society too. Even if we disagree, but if you and this guy completely disagree on the solutions, can't we just step back and say, look, I don't know this guy's name, whatever his name is, or Kurt, you know, hey, I love you both. I can understand your views. Whether I understand them or not, you know, from a political point of view, doesn't matter. I understand that you have your own thoughts, your own beliefs. You're a child of God. And we can treat each other. We can step back and have civility, though, and treat each other with some dignity and respect regardless. I think that's where we need to start in a lot of ways, Kurt.
Well, I know it sounds so simple, you know, but love of God and love of your fellow men, including everybody, you know, is a pretty simple, you know, basic statement. It doesn't take a long time to talk about it, but it does, you know, the proof is, as they say, is in the pudding. It takes some work to get it done. And, you know, it's when you look at Elder Bednar's speech there at the National Press Club, talking about all the different things that have happened over the years and all the different things that they've, you know, the church has been doing. And this is, of course, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And as you mentioned, our hats are off to anybody doing good things, whether it's an individual or, you know, big organizations like this that, you know, like he says, in 2021, the church supported 135 mobility projects, such as wheelchairs, in 57 countries and territories, hosted 3,000 blood drives. It just goes on and on, Sam. There's just huge amounts of stuff. Talk about the savings.
And I want to make one point, though, too. These 3,000 blood drives is a big number and a lot of work from a lot of people, but it starts with one blood drive, Kurt. I mean is all these huge efforts that we're pointing out start with individuals or people that, you know, it's, when we talk about a huge wheelchair program, it's one wheelchair or one person at a time, right? I bring that up because, you know what, your efforts may be small, ladies and gentlemen, but if you just participate any way you can with anybody you can, your efforts may be small, but you know what? God uses small things to bring a past great things. Final words yours, Kurt.
Keep up the good work, Sam, and everybody out there, do the best you can each day to make a difference. God loves you.
Amen to that. Thanks so much to Kurt Cosby, Dr. Scott Bradley, up next to bat, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to play ball. How about you? Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love, and donate, will you? Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media and bring solutions to your radio. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.